Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. We are so happy you decided to join us this morning in the Tabernacle. We're so happy you decided to join us, whether on Facebook Live or YouTube Live. We are just happy to have you this morning. We're streaming live from Taylor Tabernacle here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Elder Jonathan Ford is our pastor. Amen. Come on, let's lift the Lord's name this morning. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name this morning. We're so happy. We have a little bit of liquid sunshine just beginning to start outside, but we glorify the name of the Lord in this house this morning. Amen. He saw us through another week this morning. Amen. I am so happy, so happy. He saw us safely through. Amen. Amen. We just glorify his name this morning. We're going to call our deaconess Keisha Curitan up, and she's going to do Psalm 150 for me this morning. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen. I'm going to invite everyone to stand as we read the word of God. And I'll be reading from Psalm 150, New King James Version. I'll give everyone a minute to grab it. Amen. Amen. And the word says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. You heard the commandment in his word. Let everything that have breath. If you have breath this morning, you should be lifting your hands, praising the Lord. Amen. Amen. Come on, come on. You're too quiet this morning. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah this morning. Bless your holy name, Father. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah this morning. He woke you up just so you could praise his name this morning. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, this morning, we lift you up this morning, Father. We glorify you this morning, Father. We thank you, God, for all things this morning, Lord. We bless your holy and your righteous name because you're worthy. Father, you're worthy to be praised this morning. You're from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Lord, you're worthy to be praised, Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. God said, if you didn't lift your voice, the rocks will cry out and praise me. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I want no rock crying out for me. You've been too good to me, God. You've been too wonderful. You've been better to me than I've been to myself, God. Thank you, and I didn't deserve it, God. I bless your name this morning, Lord. You kept me while I slumbered, God. You kept my family, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift you up this morning, God. We thank you this morning, Father. Oh, Father, I lift your name. If I had 10,000 tongues, Father, I couldn't say it enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, God, I couldn't praise you enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't say hallelujah enough. God, thank you this morning, God. Lord, help our cries to ring out, Lord, throughout this neighborhood, God. Help them, Lord, to saturate, God, to the bone and marrow. Help them to want to know who it is we lift up, God, this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you this morning that you've kept us, God, in the name of Jesus. Help our joy, Lord. Help it to ring out, God. Help our praise to ring out, God, in this little corner of the world, God. But help them to know that we love you, God, that we praise you and we lift you up this morning, God. Help the world to see the light through us, God. Help us to see, help them to see the light, Lord, that never grows dim, God. Yes, God, help us to lead them to the path, God, of righteousness, God, for your name's sake, Lord. We bless your name this morning, God. We bless your name this morning, God. I thank you, God. I thank you. I couldn't say it enough. No matter how much, if I stood here for the next hour and said, thank you, God, it wouldn't be enough. Thank you, God. I bless your name this morning, God. Hallelujah. Help us to remember those, God, who are homeless this morning, those strung out on drugs, God. Remember them, God. Send mentors, send angels, God. Save them, God. Save them as only you can, God. Turn your marvelous light to them, God. Lift them up, God. Remember some child that's in a dark place this morning, God. Hallelujah. Send your angel to wrap his arms around him and protect and keep him, God. Hallelujah. Lord, make a way out of no way as only you can, God. As only you can, God. Yes, God, fill some belly that's hungry this morning, God. Lord, help us to be a shining example, God. Lead us to what we can do in the earth, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God, to show your love throughout this earth, God. Lord, as we prepare to celebrate the birth of your most precious gift to us, God, your beloved son, God, help us to remember the gift that we didn't deserve. Help us to remember, God, the gift that you gave so long ago, that you paid a price that we couldn't afford to pay, that only the blood of the perfect lamb could redeem us, God. And you thought it not robbery, God, to redeem us and call us your own, God, in the name of Jesus. I lift you up, God. I thank you, God. Lord, I thank you this morning. I thank you. God, my heart is full of gratitude this morning, God. I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever and ever in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you this morning. I just want to praise you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name this morning. Hallelujah. I lift you up this morning, God. I lift you up. Hallelujah. Bless your holy, your righteous name, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name this morning, God. Lord, we ask these and all other blessings, Lord, in the precious, the holy, the matchless, the righteous name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, hallelujah. Come on. Keep that praise going as our praise team comes. Keep that praise going as our praise team comes this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on. Lift his name up this morning. Come on. That's our job this morning, to lift him up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. That's our goal this morning, to lift him up. To lift him up this morning. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Everyone, please stand and join us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Clap your hands, everybody.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Stomp your feet, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody ought to praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Jump for joy, everybody.
Jump for joy, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Jump for joy, everybody.
Thank you. thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hey, if you have your Bibles, we're going to go right to the Word of God. This morning, we're in the Gospel of St. Mark, the 11th chapter, beginning at verse 27. I invite you to turn there with me. Mark 11, 27. We're also going to add to the witness this morning out of the 12th chapter of John, beginning at verse 44. Again, our primary text will be found in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 11, verse 27. We're also going to add to the witness out of John, the 12th chapter, beginning at verse 44. Amen. And one thing I want to say before we jump into the Word of God, that as we close out this year, over this next month, you will be contacted by your new watch care minister or deacon or deaconess. Again, I just wanted to share that. You remember earlier in the year, we ordained two new deacons, three deaconess. We've also had some folks join the church. And so as a result, we now are going through that process of assigning members to a minister or to a deacon or to a deaconess, and they will be contacting you this month. For some, they will say, I am your new watch care person. For some, they may remain the same, but I just want you to be on the lookout for that they'll be contacting you this month. Okay. So if we get to Christmas Eve and you haven't heard from your new minister, new deacon or deaconess, please let me know and I'll get the whip out and get it cracking. Okay. So with that, let's turn our attention to the Word of God. Amen. Mark 11:27. If you're there, you'll see these words. And then they came again to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes and the elders came to him. And they said to him, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority to do these things? Now remember, we're right on the heels, right? We're the very next day of him, what? Cleansing out the temple, right? We turned over the tables and stopped the people from, you know, he just made a big show of it just yesterday. So now this is the following day. Coming to him, and it's not just anybody, it is the leading or ruling religious leaders of the temple, right? These aren't just nobodies. These are the big dogs, right? When they see Jesus come the next morning, they come to him and they ask this, by what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you the right to come in here and upset our system? Okay? So Jesus answered and said to them, I also will ask you one question. He said, then answer me and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. So the question he asked, he says, was the baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? He said, answer me. So they reasoned among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him? But if we say from men, they feared the people, for all counted John to have been a prophet indeed. If we say from heaven, Jesus is going to say, if his baptism was from heaven, John's baptism spoke of me. So if he's from heaven and you believe, then that means you must believe in me. They didn't want to go that route. They said, well, if we say his baptism came from another man, a high priest appointed him, or another prophet or a bishop appointed, then they go, the people are going to come against us, because the people believe John's baptism was from heaven. It's got them in a little quandary here. And so verse 33 concludes and says, so they answered and said to Jesus, we do not know. And Jesus answered and said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Amen. Hey, let's look at the witness quickly. I'll get you off your feet and off your heels. Then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. Right? Verse 49. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command that I should say and what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. Amen. So simply put, Jesus had already told them by what authority he does things. That's early in Jesus' ministry when he said, hey, whatever I say because I heard my Father say it. Whatever I do because my dad told me to do it. Right? So it wasn't a new question. Really what Jesus is doing is putting them on the spot. He's forcing them to no longer be able to hide behind the system they had in place. Jesus said, no, I'm calling you out to the front now, Doc. You got a question for me, I got a question for you. Right? And so this Sunday morning, we're going to talk from the subject, one word, checkmate. Because it becomes very obvious that's what he had him in. Checkmate. With me? Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege we have to study your word. Holy Spirit, do in us and through us what only you can do. And that is give us eyes to see. Give us ears to hear. And open our heart that we might receive and believe the very word of God. This is our prayer, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. Checkmate is a chess move that makes it impossible for your opponent to win. Checkmate can also be any kind of clear victory. As it relates to chess, a checkmate is a move that leaves your opponent with no more options. There is no move that won't result in you getting their king and therefore ending the game. In our study of Jesus' daily visits to Jerusalem during his Passion Week, we see him in confrontation with various authorities of the area. He is dealing with the central issue of all time and the basic question of everyone's life. What is the final authority of life itself? Should I obey the state or should I obey my own conscience? Which is higher, the church or government? Should I walk by reason or by faith? Should I follow science or should I follow religion? These are questions every one of us must answer. A few weeks ago, as we saw Jesus during his second cleansing of the temple, a few weeks ago, meaning I preached it a few weeks ago, he overturned the tables of the money changers and swept out all of the commercialized traffic that was going back and forth in the court of the Gentiles. And then he did something very interesting, which only Mark records, and that is he stopped the offerings and sacrifices of the Mosaic and temple system. Right? He shut it down. Right? He said, "What? Well, my Father's house shall be called a house of prayer." Right? Not the 52nd Street Market, which is what you've turned it into. And so in doing, he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. This meant that he had stopped all the traffic of the priests as they were carrying out their normal duties connected with sacrifices, and he would not allow them to continue. That was a very dangerous and bold thing for Jesus to do. And in doing so, everyone was shocked and stunned by his actions. These sacrifices belonged to the Levitical system that God had commanded Moses to set in operation. They were at the heart and center of life for the nation of Israel. Yet here was Jesus acting on his own authority, bringing this priestly traffic to a standstill. Now, Mark records the reaction that follows. Verse 27, he said, "And they came to Jesus, the chief priests, scribes, elders. They all came to him and said, 'By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you the authority to do them?'" You can sense the bluntness and sternness in their voices. Now, here is where the rubber hits the road. The issues are right down the middle and they're front and center. They know it. Jesus knows it. And because Jesus, all of this is happening because Jesus has stopped the money train. It was all fun and games until you mess with somebody's money. So they come to him with this question: "Who gave you the authority to do this?" That question is behind all human behavior. When you refine any issue down to its essentials, what you have left is the whole issue of authority in life. Why do you act the way you do? How do you justify what you say and what you do? No man is ever his own ultimate authority. We all refer to something or someone else other than ourselves. Something that compels us or something that we feel is of great importance. This is what we allow to govern our decisions. When we deal with this question of authority, therefore we are dealing with what is basic and fundamental to all human behavior. I want you to see it in the context of not simply as it relates to what Jesus did in terms of stopping the money changers and the sellers of doves, but see it as the broader issue. The issue of authority applies to all of us, not just the religious leaders, right? But all of us are making decisions every day in our lives, and we're making them based on some kind of authority, right? Now, these were no second-rate individuals who came to Jesus. This was a very imposing delegation of religious leaders made up of Caiaphas, the high priest, and Annas, his father-in-law, who was regarded as a virtual high priest in those days, and also the scribes, who were the body of men who interpreted the law of Moses for the people, and also the elders, those who were officially appointed to serve in the Sanhedrin, which was the ruling body in Israel. This was an imposing council. The Jewish heads of state under the overarching rule of Rome who came to Jesus with this question. Now in his answer, Jesus gave to these men, we have some of the most amazing accounts in scripture. What our Lord does under the moment of pressure is very revealing. He answers their question with a question, right? Now, how many of you know you're not supposed to do that? Jesus did this anyway. Why? He had the authority. I'm preaching. Y'all don't even realize it. I'm down the road. And so in his response, Jesus said to them, look, I'm going to ask you a question. So you answer me, then I'll answer you. Was John's baptism from heaven or from men? Notice the directness of that word. He puts them right on the spot. It says, we read it in the text, they reason among themselves. If we say from heaven, they'll say, why didn't you believe them? We say from men, they were afraid of the people because the people believed John was a real prophet. And so they answered Jesus with these words, we do not know. In other words, they copped out. This was the Sanhedrin. This was the, they were the final answer on religious issues and matters of the day. Right? That's who you went to. Yet, when given a question, they said, we do not know. So Jesus asked about the baptism of John. He said, not his ministry, nor did he ask about John himself, his personal lifestyle or anything like that, but whether was his baptism from heaven or from men. You see, the baptism of John was something different. It was something new and startling, of which had never happened in Israel before. The priests, of course, had many washings that were connected to their duties under the Levitical system, but this was always done, notice, in the temple and according to a prescribed ritual, right? It was laid out. This is how you do it, right? Laid out. This is when you do it. But when it came to John's baptism, it was different. John's baptism was different because, one, John was not a priest, right? John was somebody who was what? Outside the system. I'm still working that same message. I'm just over it every Sunday. I'm just adding to it, right? John was outside of the system. John was not only outside of the system. John was literally outside of the city. He lived in the wilderness. Are you with me? I'm almost finished, so you got to be getting this while I'm going. John was not a priest, yet he baptized. And he did it in rivers and streams all around Judea. Wherever he could find enough water, that became John's pulpit and his baptismal pool outside of the system. And because it was something that was quite new and outside of the normal systems, John's baptism would immediately arouse the question, they had to ask this of John, by what authority are you doing? Who gave you the authority to start preaching out here by the Jordan? Whoa. Who gave you the authority to begin baptizing people in Jesus? John, whoa. You're doing something different. You're not conforming to the status quo, John. Who gave you the authority to do this? Who gave you the authority to come out here and start preaching? And all these people come to you. You follow what I'm saying? Because it was something new and outside the system, they had to ask John, what authority do you have to do this? And so Jesus seizes upon that and says to this delegation of religious leaders, what do you think of this new thing John was doing? Right? Are you with me? John was doing something what? New. John was doing something what different? John was doing something that was taking place outside of the normal temple system, right? Meaning outside of the control of the religious leaders, right? And might I remind you what Isaiah the prophet tells us in Isaiah 43:19. He says, behold, I will do a new thing. And now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Look at somebody and just tell them God's going to do a new thing. More importantly, God's going to do something that is going to be outside of the system. It's going to be outside of the normal way things go. It's going to be outside of the authority of the normal folks who seem like they are in charge. Was John baptism from God or was it from men? Notice how he simplifies the issue and clears away all the non-essentials. All authority is either of God or of men. There are no other authorities. We are either trying to please God and obey Him by being responsive to the truth that He reveals to us, or we are trying to please men to manipulate them and use them or to gain something from them. That's what people do with authority, right? And you don't even have to be a Christian to say amen to that. Just live long enough. You understand? Yeah, that's what folk in authority do. Now, it is clear from their answer that they knew he had them in a dilemma. In chess, you call this checkmate, where no matter what you say, you lose. These men knew that whatever they said, they were trapped. If they said it was from God, Jesus had them. He would say, why then didn't you accept him and his baptism? And if they said it was from men, they knew the multitude standing around them would be very displeased. And they dare not say that either because they desired the praises of the people more than the praises of God. And so we have them here. And so they copped out and they said, we don't know. And Jesus said, all right, well, I won't tell you either by what authority I do the things I do. By their answer, they revealed that they really did not care whether John's baptism was from God or not. They didn't care where John's baptism was. The only thing they cared about is how it impacted the system. That's all they cared about. Because you create an issue when all of the worshipers stop going to the temple and start going down to the Jordan River. Because when they go, they take what? They take their offerings what? With them. You got to see what's at work here. That's why they came to Jesus. It wasn't a matter of theology or philosophical differences. Jesus had upset the money train. And now they got to have a meeting with Reverend Jesus. Now we got to talk, right? Right? And so when he asked this question, what he reveals is that they were not concerned with Jesus, with John's baptism, nor with the ministry of Jesus. The only thing they were concerned with is the interference they caused relative to their system, which, by the way, was originally God's system that they took over and began to manipulate for their own selfish gain. Are you with me? If you're with me, say amen. Here it is. And so they revealed that they really opposed God's authority, acting only out of their own craftiness and self-interest. So here's the question to this whole sermon. By whose authority do you live your life? By whose authority do you speak and conduct your lifestyle day after day. It's a question of authority. How you answer this question will ultimately determine where each and every one of us will spend eternal life. The question of authority. And this question is important. We read in the witness that even Jesus said, I don't operate under my own will. Right? Any authority I have because the Father has given it unto me. So if Jesus conducted his life under authority, how much more are you and I to conduct our lives under the authority of God the Father? And let us not become bewitched by the craftiness of this age, in which this age, everybody is doing what they want to do, saying what they want to say, and they're doing it under their own authority. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you are of your father, the devil, and his will you will do. Jesus said, that's the authority you're operating under. I'm operating under the authority of my Father, which is, but you said you are operating under your Father's authority, and your Father is the devil, and he is manipulating you, controlling you, bewitching you. And it's happening all around us. But today, the question of the sermon, by whose authority will you live your life? Right? The question of all age. It's the question of all time. Because if we live our life by and according to the authority of God, the scripture tells us that what? He gave unto them what? Power. Meaning he gave them authority. That's why Jesus said, we just went over in the past couple of weeks, because I give you authority. He says, with my authority comes my power. And he said, because you're operating under my authority, you can say to this mountain, be thou cast into the sea. That means because we have authority, we can speak to our adversary and say, not according to my authority, but in the name of Jesus, I cast you out of my life. Church, I'm challenging you. Take authority over the devil. You don't have to succumb to his ways or his will, because as long as you operate under the Father's authority, you can say to whatever mountain stands in your way, get out of my way. I have authority. I have authority over sickness in my body. I have authority over my own health. I have authority over my finances. I have authority over my mind. That's the authority by which I live. Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, God gives you the authority. Somebody shout, yes. Help me close out the sermon. touch three people and just tell them God gave you authority. Yeah, you don't have to be sick any longer. You don't have to be depressed any further. God has given you the authority. Authority over your life. Authority over your body. Authority over your finances. God has given you the authority. Somebody shout yes. Take authority and put the devil in checkmate. Not today, devil. I done got a word from the Lord. And he reminded me that I have authority. He gave his disciples authority. He said, if a serpent bites you, so you got authority. Don't get scared. Don't get nervous. Shake that serpent off and take authority. Your body is covered by the blood of Jesus. And no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. But you got to take authority over it. The scripture never said no weapon will ever come against you. It didn't say that. It said no weapon that is formed against you. They're going to form it. They're going to aim it. And the devil is going to shoot his best shot. But God sent me to remind you this Christmas, you got authority over that. Doesn't have to take you out. Doesn't have to take you down. Just stand in the might and in the confidence of your Jesus never backed down when they came to him. He never drew back. What do y'all want with me? Why y'all coming at me? You know what Jesus did? He took authority over the situation. He took their power away and turned it back on themselves. Why? He had authority from on high. And I'm just trying to remind you, you have the same authority. Go into the new year with victory on your mind. Go into the new year purpose to come out better. Why? Because I have authority. I have authority over this, over that, over the other. No, he died so that we could have authority. Shall we all stand? You're here this Sunday. And you have not made the choice to live your life under the authority of God. I invite you to do it today. If you never accepted him as your personal savior, if you never asked him to pardon your sins, to come in and take up residence in your heart, why delay any longer? Today, make a choice to put your life under the authority of God. so that no weapon that is ever formed or comes against you has any hope or chance of ever prospering against you. No, why? Because you're going to take authority over it. Not in your name, not in your strength, but in the name and might of the Son of God, I take authority over it. This morning, I take authority over the devil. Say, no, no, no longer will you be my boss. I've got a new father. I've not only been born of the water, but this morning, I've been born of the Spirit. And I have a new father. I have a new authority in my life. Every head bowed, Father in heaven, we thank you for those that are here in the sanctuary and those that are joining via the virtual platform. Father, to any who has raised their hand this morning to commit their life to you, to give you and to make you their authority by which they live and govern their lives. Father, first we thank you for them. Hallelujah. Thank them. Thank you for allowing them to hear and to answer the clarion call of the gospel to say, here am I, Lord. Hallelujah. Here am I, Lord. I make you my authority. Father, remember them, strengthen them, cause them to be welcomed into the household of faith, cause them to be added to the body and kingdom of Christ himself. Lord, we thank you for them. Hallelujah. And we're here and we're available to serve them, to walk alongside them so that they know that they're not alone, but a part of the body of Christ. So we thank you for it. We thank you for new believers everywhere. Hallelujah to God. We thank you for those that are maturing in the faith each and every day. So Father, we glorify you. We praise you and we honor your name. All of God's people say amen, amen, amen again. God bless you, Taylor.
Amen, amen. Hey, if you've accepted that call to salvation today, we invite you to get to know us better, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We invite you to visit our website, www.taylortabernacle.com, and contact and hit the contact page. And check the box. I'm interested in becoming a Christian. Leave a short message and someone from this ministry will contact you and help you on your next steps within this new Christian journey. Amen. If you have a prayer request, also www.taylortabernacle.com. Find our page, prayer request page, and leave us a brief message and someone from this ministry will get back to you, and add you to our prayer list and we will pray with you. In those regards, or you may call the church at 215-748-4578 and leave us a message. Same message. Someone will get back to you as soon as possible from this ministry to pray with you and to help you on your journey. Amen. What a message. What a message. Checkmate. Put the devil in checkmate as we begin the new year. Amen. Amen. Stop giving him power in your life. Amen. Hey, Taylor, it's offering time. I just felt like it was Halloween in here. You know what? Let me try that again, Deacon Norm. It's offering time. All right, all right. That's right. We're excited about giving unto the Lord that which he has blessed us with. Amen. Amen. Our deaconess, Shanita Scott, one of our new deaconesses, coming. I see her rolling her eyes, is coming to give us instruction on offering.
Good morning. Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Cash App, or also by the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylorstabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor's Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. You can also send your offering through Venmo at Taylor-Tabernacle-6309 and cash at money sign Taylor's Tabernacle. For those who are gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door. One is for the tithe and offering, and one is for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. If you would like to give to our pastor, his cash app is money sign Pastor Jonathan Ford and Venmo at Jonathan-Ford25. As always, we thank you for your continued support in our ministry. And then we'll have our announcements by Courtney.
Good morning, church. Oh, goodness. The pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you all for joining us this Sunday, whether in service or via our YouTube and Facebook live stream. Remember that you can like and subscribe to us at Taylor Tabernacle on Facebook so that you are up to date on everything that we have going on. And speaking of which, we have a lot going on. So did you know that 1 in 49 children has a parent in prison? At Christmas, the emotional pain of a loved one's incarceration grows even more intense. The distance is felt by children and parents alike. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree gives incarcerated parents a way to provide a Christmas gift and a personal message as a tangible representation of their love. Please join Taylor Tabernacle in this unique opportunity to minister to the families in our community by purchasing gifts on behalf of these parents. Angel Tree 2023 ministry dates to remember. Well, we're past those. So December 3rd and 10th, all gifts will be wrapped and labeled at following morning service. So that's today. So if you can and are willing to help wrap gifts, I believe second floor after service today. And on December 17th and December 24th, the guest families will be invited to worship service for a gift pickup, for the gift pickup. And for more information, please see Sister Zakiya Price. On December 23rd, from noon to 3 p.m., there's a Miracle on 26th Street Holiday Festival Youth Ministry event. The festival will take place with our friends from Open Door Baptist Church at 1632 North 26th Street. We are no longer accepting RSVPs. We have exceeded our limits of capacity. We have over 75 children attending. However, if you are able and willing to support this event, we are accepting monetary donations. Any amount will be helpful and a blessing to this holiday celebration. And I believe that donations can be made via the church's Cash App and the church's Venmo. All right. And if you do make those donations, please label them holiday celebration. The Wiley Ministry thanks you in advance. Please keep in mind Wednesday night prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. We meet weekly via Google Meet. And Sunday school runs from 8:30 to 9 a.m. also via Google Meets. We look forward to seeing your child every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sundays. And please remember the Pastor's Wiley Challenge to invite your friends, families, neighbor, to participate in the Wiley service. There will be no Watch Night service this year. Aww. So you guys can welcome to join other churches if that's your preference to bring in this new year. And Pastor Ford would like for you to join him in a New Year's fast. He is asking all members to fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and pray at 6 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. from Tuesday, January 2nd to Saturday, January 6th. He also would like all members to attend the first Sunday service of 2024 on Sunday, January 7th. On that day, we will have 8 a.m. in-person corporate prayer, followed by 10 a.m. morning worship, and of course followed by our annual fellowship dinner on the third floor. So come out and let's start the new year together. Please see Deaconess Barbara Williams for what you can contribute to our fellowship dinner. Told you there was a lot going on. So please govern yourselves accordingly. And that concludes our announcement. So, and we will receive our benediction from our pastor, Jonathan.
Shall we all stand? God bless you, Taylor Nation. Thank you for being out here. Thank you for being with us virtually. Special thanks to all who have already participated in what we're doing with Angel Tree and families, children with incarcerated parents. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you for those that will be staying after today to help upstairs with the wrapping and preparing of those gifts. Hey, I want us to be on point for next Sunday and for Christmas Eve. Our prayer and our wish is that these families would come in with their children, not merely to get the gifts, but so that we can show to them the love of Christ. So I want us to be on our best next Sunday as families begin to join us here over the holidays. Let's be a source of encouragement. Let's be a source of the love of God to them and their lives during these holiday times. Amen. With that being said, let's close our eyes and bow our heads. Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege that has been ours. Thank you that during these fleeting moments, thank you for the touch of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the encouragement and power of your word. Above all, thank you for the love and fellowship that flows from breast to breast as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Thank you for living inside of us. Thank you for giving us the authority to live for you in this world. And we praise you for it. So go with us now. Stand up strong in the heart and in the life of believers everywhere. This is our prayer. All of God's people said amen. Amen. Amen again. God bless you.